It's Vans on Patrol time. It's Vans on Patrol time.
And you're listening to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
All right, man. We are at 244. It's time for your favorite podcast in the world. It's Fans on Patrol time. I'm the host of Fans on Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is...
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth, not Dwayne.
How are you this week, sir?
I'm pretty good.
Oh, man. That's very good to hear, man.
Yeah, first day of summer?
Second day of summer.
Well, it's the second day.
Yeah, second day of summer. It's still chilly here.
Yeah.
Shit, it's second day in a row without rain.
Especially that.
Yeah, because it's been raining like a damn fat rat around here. Anyway, man, we got a pretty good show for the people. We do not have TIFF this weekend. We had a fully packed show and then everything changed.
Yeah,
TIFF had a diversion. We were having a Beat 'Em Down from Colt 45 podcast coming on. Mm-hmm. He had a diversion.
Yeah.
So it's me and you, man.
Okay.
You know, and if you didn't show up, it would have just been me. I would have just rolled. I would have do that solo show. I don't care.
Right.
Anyway, man, 244, Men in Black International. So that's what we're doing this week. We got some sweet news, man. We're going to be talking about a little Bill and Ted Excellent Adventure. You know, well, Bill and Ted, whatever, they didn't get old, whatever.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be talking about, what else are we talking about?
The Stand.
We're going to be talking about The Stand because there's a lot of casting news going on with The Stand. I think it's quite interesting, you know. We got a little JJ news, man.
JJ Abrams.
Got a little JJ news.
Oh, okay.
And we got effing up our childhood news. So we got some of that news and we're going to talk about that when we get there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't think we got any Galaxy Edge news this week, but I've been liking the Galaxy Edge updates. Oh, I do have an update.
Uh-huh.
It don't open to the public until like the end of August. I guess this is like certain people that's been going all this stuff. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Okay. Anyway. VIPs and shit.
Yeah. VI nothing. Anyway, we probably could have got some tickets. Hey, we're a podcast. I bet you we could have got some tickets.
Damn right, we should get some tickets.
Son of a
As much promoting as we do for that. Come on, man.
Anyway, man, we got a show to do. We also doing What You're Watching. We got two sweet What You're Watching.
Yeah, I think so.
And Guardians of the Galaxy number 4, I believe.
Oh, yeah. That's a good book.
Yeah. So we got that one. So you already told your...
Well, yeah, my opinion. Yeah.
And then, man, we went to the movies to check out Men in Black, man. And so we're going to come back and tell you all the sweetness or the sourness of Men in Black. Saying all that stuff, are you ready to roll?
Let's do it.
Let's go. All right, Dwayne. So we are here. You know, it's you and I.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was trying about to sing Cutie Pie. It was the wrong song. You know, you're right. The reason why. You remember that song?
Yeah. Yeah. You hand dance to that. Roller skating, all that. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, man. What I should have been singing is Just the Two of Us. Just the two of us. Anyway, so Barry Anthony Kerrigan, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be in Bill and Ted as the face of the music villain.
Yeah.
Now, who is Barry Anthony Kerrigan, people are probably saying? If you watch Gotham, he played Zaz.
Yeah.
And if you watch Gotham and you like Gotham, you know that this character, this actor, is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
He took the character Zaz, in my opinion, a way that, you know, made him safe. They took the serial killer part off of him and made him a master assassin. Right. So bad, with a grin on his face, that he would go in there and get a cop's warning that he's about to start. He was always polite. He'd be like, I'm about to start. So if anybody's going to leave, it's your time. And then he would just like act a fool and kill everybody.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed his character. You know, to take something that could have been a disaster, I'm sure the Batman purist was probably like, this is bullshit, you know, but they took the character. He took the character and made me just love the character. Every time he was on the screen, I was looking at him. What do you think?
I agree. He is a interesting. He has an interesting look. Period.
Yeah, he do.
You know, I'm not sure if that's male pattern baldness or if that's a choice, but it works. You know, and I'm interested to see if what his look will be in this Bill and Ted, if he's going to go Victor's, what is it, Victor's ass?
Yeah,
or is, you know, if no, he plays something else in HBO. I'm not familiar with. I don't have HBO. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this guy is, he's pretty, yeah, like you said, my eyes were drawn to him on the screen. Well, what was he going to say, especially with his interaction with the Penguin? A lot of the shit was humorous. It's not like he was trying to be funny. He just was funny. You know what I mean?
It makes me wonder, was that a fluke? You know?
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, man, they could do a Victor's ass show with that guy, yeah. You know, just being who he is. Right. Oh my God, it was so interesting. And like you said, funny, yeah, when you're not supposed to be, but it's still funny. Mm-hmm. And it was just amazing how terrified everybody was of him.
Right.
And all he cared about was getting paid. If you paid him, that was it.
That was it. Yeah, he was loyal to you. Yep. Yeah, he was loyal to you.
That's all you had to do. Yeah. He's like, well, boss, she paid me more money than you. Yeah, so
right, yeah, right.
You
so,
gotta go. Right. You know, anyway. I don't even know if that's a line, but that's how he would act. So mm-hmm. I think it's cool. I think Bill and Ted is shaping up. And, you know, it'll be cool. I know, what's his name? Ted. Bill.
Yeah.
He's happy as hell.
Yeah, he got some work. He got some work coming.
I haven't had work since Lost Boys. You know?
Now, was that a choice, you think? Or was that just because he just wasn't feeling the
I don't know, man.
The criteria.
Who knows, man?
Yeah.
You know, and then sometimes actors are like honest, like when that guy Elvin from The Cosby Show was seen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he's like, look, acting is hard.
Right,
I still want to act. So I ain't have a job, but now since it's opening up for me. But then you have other people like, well, I walked away because the negative, I just didn't want to be a part of that world. And then and really, they like, please give me a job.
Right, right.
Please give me a job.
Bud Bundy walked away, I think.
I ain't seen that dude since the 90s. Yeah. Well, he ain't had much to offer, man. He was like 5'2", you know?
Yeah, that is true.
He was straight woman height, you know? And then, you know.
Well, Tom Cruise is about the same size, right?
I think he's about 5. I think he's about 5'7".
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
But for me, that's woman height. On to the next story, man. So, you know, speaking of back in the day, Dwayne.
Yes.
Speaking of messing up a person's childhood, Dwayne.
Oh, yeah.
You know, did you? We brought up the banana splits a few weeks ago.
La la la.
Yeah.
La la la.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, we were like, oh, okay. I mean, you got Banana Splits fans. We watched Banana Splits, but it wasn't like Banana Splits was our favorite thing in the world. But
nah.
It was just part of the childhood because, you know, it was a variety show for kids, and I loved it.
Right.
But when I didn't see it, because it only came on in the summer and where we lived at. Mm-hmm. And so you knew it was summer because it would change the programming. Yeah. And the Banana Splits was on in the morning. They would take the Flintstones off and put the Banana Splits on.
Right.
And you're like, oh, shit, this is my shit, you know.
Right.
And then, you know, they were doing the Banana Splits movies. At first, I was like, okay, cool. So a new generation might, I don't know if they're going to make them CG, you know, it's new generation. And then we find out, dude, they turned into a horror movie?
A horror movie.
So then they dropped the trailer, Dwayne. They dropped the trailer pretty quick, and it's only going to be released on DVD.
Yes.
Y'all can tell it's a slow news week this week.
DVD and Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what the hell are they doing with this thing, man?
I want to say it's a attempt to get the same type of.
It's an attempt just to mess up some garbage that you don't care about.
It's sad.
So
actually,
you're turning the Banana Splits into a horror comic. I mean, film.
Right.
You know, they're talking about. I see the Banana Splits sometimes driving in little cars, go karts around.
Right.
And then next, you know, they murdering people, man.
Because they're saying that they're getting canceled. I guess that's the.
We'll never be canceled. A hicka.
Right. And then the dude's like, we're canceling them. And then after that, it's.
Okay. Hold up.
Yeah.
We got to break it down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because it's like, one, mm-hmm. you want to redo the Banana Splits. Okay. Nobody would really care. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But when I say nobody wants to care, nobody probably wants to see that.
Yeah.
Two, you're going to take something that some people love and turn it into a horror thing.
Yeah.
Three, it's not even a good horror movie. It looks terrible.
It does look terrible.
It looks terrible. You got the wandering little kid.
Right.
You know, you got the banana splits looking as they did back in the 70s.
Yes, they do. They do look like the shag carpet. They got that shag carpet look.
You got the woman, like, she turned into Sarah Connor all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, this don't even look like a good horror movie. It looked like the bad horror movies of the 80s.
It does. It look like you got Ernest on here. Like when Ernest went to jail, you got this is the cast, and it looked like they only did this in maybe two studios.
So it does.
You know what I'm saying?
And the bad, there's little ones,
right? Studio C, and we can use Studio B when they're finished with, you know, when they're done.
We don't have a studio this week, fellas, so we're gonna just come over to my basement. I'm gonna turn off the lights. We're gonna paint the walls black.
Exactly.
I don't. So my question is, Dwayne, why do this?
Well, because they're trying to we're in the era of recycling, and as you've been seeing that the Hollywood writers that they have today, they have limited imaginations. So I guess they go into the barrel of old nostalgia goodiness.
But let's
that
just
we have.
Twist it.
Yeah, because they, like you said, the imagination is. Of the future is so small.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean? It's they're running it. There's so many things, like you said, there's so many things you could do with this if you wanted to do it.
Officially, this looks like it sucks, and I'm not going to pay it no attention. I'm done.
You think so?
I'm not going to pay this no attention.
If it's on Fire Stick at the barbershop, which probably they probably won't have it on there.
I was
going to
say, you wouldn't have a choice if it's at the barbershop.
Yeah, right. But they won't have this on there, so yeah, I'll probably miss this too.
All right, so moving on. To hell with this.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about a little J.J. Abrams news, man.
Word.
So, you know, Marvel has been counting down the Spider-Man 4, 3, 2, 1 with the little webs on the internet for the last, few days ago. The last 4 days, they had a big Spider-Man announcement.
Yeah.
Now we have Into the Spider-Verse. That's a big Spider-Man announcement.
Yes,
it is. We have Spider-Man Far From Home coming out. That's a big Spider-Man announcement.
Oh, yeah.
We have... that's about it for Spider-Man, you know. Mm-hmm. But then you say you got a big Spider-Man announcement. Y'all have killed him. Y'all married him.
Yes.
He's been a kid. He's been an adult. Y'all haven't made him old yet. Well, yes, you did. With Mayday Parker. You made him old.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
How many more announcements could you have? So then you got JJ involved. So all of a sudden, I'm like, holy shit and gee whiz. I'm pumping my fist to the sky because I'm like, JJ
yes.
is going to do Spider-Man 3.
Right.
Already before it's even released.
Right.
You know, and that's not the case.
No, it's not.
Okay. So I'm like, okay. Right. And you know, a lot of people don't like JJ, dude.
And why? I don't know why.
I don't know either. He makes cool shit.
Is that why?
Star Trek. He did the first one. It was dope.
Is that why?
People talk about the sun flares. I love the flares.
That might be why, though.
That shit looked dope to me.
You know what I'm saying? That might be why.
Yeah, Star Wars.
That might be why.
Only person in history that has directed
JJ's perfect. Here he comes, JJ. That's probably what it is.
Did he did Alias back in the days?
Right.
He did a dope Mission Impossible.
He's that kid that your parent always compares you to and pisses you off. That's what it is.
He looks like Willie Allen's son, lost son.
Yes.
Anyway, man.
Yeah.
So him and his son Henry,
yeah.
Abrams, uh-huh. are writing a Spider-Man limited series. His son looked just like him, but look older for some reason.
He does look more mature.
And they're talking about writing, you know, with a great artist. A limited series. No big deal. Getting his son's feet wet. And then I saw the internet, hey, who the fuck is Henry, you know, Abrams? Well, who the F are you, sir?
Right.
Touche.
And then like we were talking off air, how many people got their foot in the door because they knew somebody or related to somebody?
Dude, the majority of Hollywood is somebody's old famous kid and stuff like that. So I want to hear it. The writers, you know, Kasdan had his kid do the last, what's that? Star Wars movie, you know.
Yeah.
So it's no big deal. Shit, JJ, get your boy in there. Build that legacy.
Right.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Let him write a comic book, and then he can start writing movie. Because everybody know that's writing is where the money is.
Yeah. Yep.
And let him, and if he's creative, hopefully it'd be cool.
Yeah,
we'll definitely check it out on the show, at least the first one, and see how, you know, if it's good or bad or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Now this is a comic book series, right?
It's limited.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm getting it freeway. It's that's cool.
And you know what? This is just Marvel testing the waters for seeing if they're gonna give JJ any future projects.
They're also talking about there is rumors just floating around of him taking over the DC as the head person. The Kevin Feige of DC, which is, it's just a rumor right now. Yeah. There's nothing substantiated about that. This is literally just a rumor.
Okay,
but everybody's talking about DC just to get him some help, you know.
Yes,
and yes. I don't know if I had DC, I would destroy it all and start fresh.
Would you?
Everything. Yes, I would. Everything. Yeah, because they didn't do it right. I mean,
even Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman was a good movie. I loved it. But here's the problem with everything DC.
Okay,
y'all. Okay, we all on another subject because the news sucks. No, but you let Christopher Nolan bully you out of being ahead of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Christopher Nolan did the sweet Batman movies.
He did.
But, and they were realistic and dark and cool.
Right.
So DC wanted him to head their comic books and introduce Superman and all the rest of the super people.
Right.
He didn't want that. You know, Batman is in a universe all by itself. So then when they did Superman, Man of Steel, they tried to make it look like the same universe. You know, right, dark, yeah. Same thing, based in reality, you know.
Yeah.
Everything was scientific, no magic. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they did that. And they've been trying to stay in that Christopher Nolan universe, but not from the beginning.
Okay.
Christopher Nolan screwed y'all up, and y'all let him do it.
Right.
And y'all been trying to play catch up ever since. Well, here's the biggest problem. Batman, yes, dark, foreboding, perfect universe, that dark thing. But right. We all watched the Super Friends, and Batman would be in Gotham whooping ass in the dark.
Right.
But then when he would come to the Justice League, he would be in the shadows. But it's a whole different vibe.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, before the Justice League stuff got popular with our generation, they were the Super Friends.
Yes.
So you should have made them friendly.
Right.
You should have made them not so dark. They should have been bright. And then you could have kept Batman being dark as what and coming out of the darkness from time to time and not being a star of the Justice League movies because he was always the least powered person anyway.
Right.
So they just messed up.
They did.
And so now they been trying to play catch up. You know, I'm not so sure about this next Wonder Woman property. I have faith in the director, faith in the actress, whatever. All I'm saying is that you're going with 1984 almost like the first movie didn't exist.
Yeah.
And that's like, why?
Yeah, why? Well,
you know, you had Aquaman, which at first I thought I really liked, but then the more I think about Aquaman, I'm like, I think that movie was kind of whack. You know, and it's just like, you know.
It had its moments.
It just wasn't good, you know.
Yeah, it had its moments.
And didn't they have something come out recently? Oh, Shazam.
Shazam, really great.
But look at the tone of Shazam.
Very light-hearted. Very friendly.
And successful.
Yes, it was.
So, yeah, if you know, I don't know what they're going to do with Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they released that little thing couple weeks ago, that little poster.
Yeah,
that
comes out next week. Yeah.
I didn't like nothing that I saw. I'm sorry.
It wasn't no familiarity from any, you know.
The suit looked weird.
Well, maybe, no, you know what? I think it's, remember from the... When the show would come on and the stars and the rainbows came on,
suit looked weird.
I think that's what it's kind of.
All the things and what it's saying. All the world is waiting for you. Stop a bullet cold.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah, that shit was the greatest. Right?
Yeah. So I don't know what they're doing, but so there's rumor that they're talking to JJ too. So that's more JJ news.
That's good.
Well, I mean, if they're aiming
in that direction, that's good.
Yeah, JJ needed to just destroy it and start over.
Yeah,
it's like Agent Smith, find him and kill him. You know, kill it all. Just you just need to start fresh, dude. You know,
yeah,
and don't copy Marvel.
Well, we'll start fresh from Shazam. I would say
you can say keep Shazam,
keep Shazam,
keep Wonder Woman,
keep Wonder Woman.
I would say
Aquaman was successful. Even though, like you said,
Aquaman made a bunch of money.
It made a bunch of money, so you're going to have to keep it. I would keep it. I don't think it was a good movie, though. Yeah, it was. Yeah. The effects really held it together. The special effects and just, you know.
I think they look like.
And, you know, the women that came to go see Jason Momoa, you know, they helped a whole lot, too, you know.
I think Amber Heard was terrible.
She was.
But can we get back on track?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. So, what do we got next move? What's our last story?
The Stand, right? No. Did we do The Stand already?
No, we have not done The Stand.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about The Stand.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. So this thing is shaping up. Mm-hmm. So this is not, none of this is official, man. So they're talking about.
Oh really?
They're talking about what? Amber Heard again. Not impressed. Nice. James Marsden.
Yeah.
Cyclops, brother.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, what's the Western on HBO?
Middle West?
No, it's not Middle
not
West.
Middle West. That's where we live.
That's the comic book.
Middle game. World.
You know what I'm talking. Westworld.
Westworld. That's it. Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg, who you can just.
I like Whoopi.
Whoopi get on my fuck. Excuse me, my nerves. Yeah. I'm just sorry. She just get on my nerves. And in the Stephen King adaptation of The Stand. Now, previously on the show, we announced that what's his name, Michael Rooker was placed in there, and so I was excited because you know that's my boy.
Yeah, right.
I really like him, man. You know.
Well, so, he was in Galaxy, right? He was.
Yeah, he was. He was Yondu.
Yondu.
He may be your father, but he ain't your daddy. Anyway,
you gonna get hurt, boy. Get out of here. Yeah, that guy's good.
So he's in it. So I mean, The Stand is shaping up. Just stay the hell away from that damn movie.
Oh,
movie sucked ass. Was just terrible. Yeah.
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 The TV show, you remember?
Yeah, I do. I do. I read the book. I didn't read all of the book. I got it to page.
Well, I guess for the time for to be a mini series, it wasn't so bad though, right? You know.
No, what? But it, you can. That, but that's a big ass book.
It was.
That's a big book, man.
So they're doing a TV show. So yeah. You know, it could go forever. They can hit every detail.
It can.
So I'm very interested in this property.
Is this going on CBS?
I don't know where it's being released.
You know what? They need to stream this. They need to actually stream this, in my opinion.
I don't think it's going to be on television.
Right. Yeah. I would hope not, because this is, The Stand has some.
I mean, actually, what goes on TV now these days?
That is true.
Hey, have you started watching any Jessica Jones yet?
No, I forgot that it was. Man,
yeah,
on.
She's on, dude. She's damn. On. Yeah, it's time to see.
Yeah.
They canceled it, so you're
right. Yeah, my brain is
barely give a shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
we just talked about.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah. So, that's gonna do it for the news, man.
Oh, great.
So, I'll just since I'm talking, just go on and hit that social media hard for everything Fans of Patrol. Go to fansofpatrol.com. You can hit us on our all of our platforms. We're at Instagram. We're at Twitter, and we are Facebook. Those are our main communication hubs, and that's where we do most of our talking. A lot of people hit us on our email, fans@fansofpatrol.com. Our website is full of our show archives. You can go get older shows there. We got links to the social media, links to listening devices, and we have show art and stuff like that. We got some fun stuff, and we're about to get some articles back on there. What else do we have? Oh, you want to listen to us? We are at PodCoin. PodCoin is the one we want you to go to because that's going to help you. You listen to a podcast, they give you points. You listen to a podcast, they give you points. You listen to a podcast, you earn points for your favorite gift card for different places you want. Or you can donate it to a charity. So that's cool. Our main hub is Podbean, mm-hmm. Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play. Mm-hmm. Spotify, we are on Spotify. I think I might start posting some of our episodes on social media with the Spotify link, only because it's so easy to use. Spotify is like so smooth and easy. Yeah. They do a good job. We are not on iHeartRadio. I need to go check that out and find out what happened, because we never got we haven't got a response for that or Pandora. So I don't know if something happened and it was lost in the sauce or something, because that's been months and months and months.
Right. Man.
So that's our social media, man. So that's going to do it. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. So our segment right now is what you're watching.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. I announced it at the top of the show and I had to think about it. So if it's the first time you listen to Fans of Patrol, sometimes we do this segment. We haven't done it in a while, man, because we've been doing other stuff, like having games, because we had the whole gang here, which is great. So we're doing what you're watching, and that's just simply us just telling what we have been up to, what's interesting, anything we find interesting or just god-awfully terrible, we try to come in and tell you about it to have you avoid it. Smooth, what you been watching?
I was able to take my daughter to go see The Secret Lives of Pets 2.
I've never seen The Secret Life of Pets 1.
I haven't either.
But, oh, okay.
For you not to see The Secret Lives of Pets 1, I don't think you missed anything if you was to jump into Secret Life of Pets 2. It's just basically a little boy is getting older and his pet doesn't want him to get older, you know, because he's going to be going to preschool and stuff. So they had like three different stories. They had Kevin Hart, he was the bunny, you know, and
the bunny is all intense and stuff, right?
Yeah,
I know from the trailers only.
And Tiffany Haddish, she's the
Haddish.
Haddish, I'm sorry, she's in it. Also, your boy Harrison Ford, he's a voice in there too.
Really?
Yes, he was the farm dog when they went to the farm, and he was teaching the dogs, you know, to be a dog. You know what I'm saying? He was teaching them how to be a dog. But I love
that's perfect.
Chloe the cat, because she was an asshole. And Tiff, if you was here, you would love this cat, because she was doing cat stuff, but she was doing it on purpose. She was knocking shit over. And I mean, she was just an asshole. She was spilling stuff. She was spilling stuff on the computer, you know.
Just cause. She knew what she was doing.
Right, because I'm a cat. And that's right. You know what I mean? But I can get away with it. She was, but it was a good film. Yeah, I would recommend. Like I said, you don't have to see one to get into, you know.
That's
you
cool.
You're not lost on this, yeah.
That's cool. You got a real good, what you watching,
man. Yeah, it was pretty good, man.
Okay.
Pretty good. What you got over there?
Well, haven't been watching nothing because I bought that game, The Division 2.
Oh.
And I've been sitting in front of the rain hasn't bothered me that bad because I've had this game since last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a ball. All the hype is worth it. The game is a 9 out of 10, just like the reviews say it is. I am enjoying it. If you like shooters, you can either play in the first or the third person. You can, you know, choose. You know, I haven't played in the first person. I need to change it. That might change the whole damn game up as far as aiming and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. So anyway, you know, the world is coming to an end. I think it's a prequel to the first one.
Okay.
And, you know, this is virus that wiped out most of the planet Earth. Mm. When I say not a zombie virus, just a virus.
Okay.
You know, by terrorist groups and stuff.
Right.
It like backfired. It called it the dollar virus. They was passing it on dollar bills.
Oh, yeah.
And so the world, it's only a few people who kind of immune to it. But some people, you know, it's still like killing people.
Right.
And so the United States is like not really the United States. It's holding on by a thread. And you're like this division agent. You just want an idea.
Yeah.
There's so many factions against you. And oh, it's so much fun. My boy Beat Him Down from Code 45, he purchased the game. So we got us a game that we can sit there and just play for hours, man. And,
right.
You know, so it's back, man. So I've played that. I don't think I watched an ounce of TV all week. I've been game. Going home. I mean, going to work, working all damn day, coming home, ignoring my family, playing the game, going to bed.
Loser.
Sounds great to me.
Right.
You can only be a loser if you don't have any alternatives.
That is true.
You know?
That is true.
There is life outside of the TV, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've been watching, man. So I'm a 100%, 110% recommend. I'm going to jump on a bandwagon with all of the reviews. It looks great. It plays great. It's a lot of fun. And I enjoy that damn game. Go ahead and check out The Division 2.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to do it for what you're watching. We're going to take our second break. We're going to come back with Guardians of the Galaxy. We'll be right back.
What time is it?
It's comics time, so it's been a while since we've been with the Guardians of the Galaxy. I think because we took the couple week break out to do the local comic Ted Sikora's book and stuff, and so I think that week we were gonna do Guardians of the Galaxy. So this is number 4, man, and we're still dealing with the same team. Please don't break it up. Donny Gates, David Marquez, and Jeff Shaw.
Excellent work.
Yeah, on all the parts.
On everything.
Story, if you remember, Guardians broke up. We had new Guardians. They were looking for Gamora. The whole galaxy was looking for Gamora because Thanos was killed, and he was supposed to be reincarnated in her consciousness. And so we got people who want Thanos back. They want to go get her and say all hell Thanos and make sure the consciousness gets in her, Black Order. And then you had people was like, her ass got to go because we ain't dealing with Thanos no more. And that was led by the Guardian,
right,
and his group.
Right.
Then you had the new Guardians of the Galaxy, and that was Groot, Moon Dragon, Beta Ray Bill, my favorite.
Your boy.
Peter Quill, Groot, a mature group.
Yeah.
Like maybe like 21 years old group.
Yeah, he's into the punk rock style too.
Yeah, he took over the ship. They had a mutiny and he took over the ship because Peter was just drinking and about to get them all killed. And
yeah, he was having sucker attacks.
Well, yeah.
Over Gamora.
Well, he got killed by Gamora, so I don't blame him.
Yeah,
shit.
I don't blame him.
His love of his life. Mm-hmm. And he's still drinking. You know, sitting there with the bottle, just rolling.
Right.
They step off the ship. Gamora uses a sniper rifle and she tries to shoot Beta Ray Bill in the head like it's like she threw a rock at him. Talk about now that I have your attention. Smooth, I would have killed her ass. I'm sorry.
Right. He has a headshot, man. I don't give a damn if I can take it or not. Yeah, right.
Not only a space sniper rifle.
Right.
Jeez Louise. So it is a really interesting sequence where Beta Ray Bill keeps throwing his hammer at her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's called.
And she turns it around on him.
Right.
Which he didn't seem to mind.
Right, yeah.
He didn't bother him that man.
Yeah, he said it was impressive.
And this was pretty cool when Groot goes up there and he confronts her and it turns into a hug. I was like, right. Oh, see, you don't expect that shit, you know. Well-written comic, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Rocket is on a planet and he just looking and he ain't coming out.
Yeah, he's in a bunker.
We don't know why.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, it still hasn't been explained.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He ain't want nothing to do with nobody. Just being like a creepy little dude. And so, you know, Ryder, we saw him at the end. Nova.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the end of the last book. And he was looking for the Guardians, right?
Mm-hmm.
He shows up on his ship. Boom. So I guess he's a Guardian now.
Yeah.
It's a pretty goddamn powerful team now.
It is.
So the Guardian shows up with the Black Knight, Frank Castle, the other outer dimensional Ghost Rider.
Right.
Nebula.
Right.
And another character who I don't know who the hell she is.
Yeah.
So our team, they have a standoff, you know, Western standoff, Mexican standoff, man, with the against that group because they put Gamora in cuffs. She's trying to talk to Peter.
Well, Peter put her in cuffs because he don't trust her.
What I like about this though is that they're not doing any cliches like,
oh yeah,
we're not gonna talk to each other for 17 books and we're gonna
we're gonna
leave stuff unsaid. I like how the Guardians are always family oriented and it's they don't waste. They don't do stupid shit that you see like soap opera type of move writing.
Right.
So it goes down, man. The standoff is a failure because they start whooping each other's ass. And it's an equal ass whooping on each side.
And it's good. There's some good shit, too. There's some good fight scenes.
Very cinematic.
Very good fight scenes.
Very believable.
Yeah.
Gamora gets free because they wouldn't let her be a part of the fight. She comes out there and something happens, dude.
Oh.
And then that's the end of the book. I had to buy the next one right away.
Something terrible.
So we're going to find out the next time.
Man.
We might come back to this one next week, man, to keep the people rolling, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's the book, man. What do you think?
I love it. Mm-hmm. This art is good. The whole storyline is good. This is a knockdown, drag-out book, too. It's got some good conversation, but for the most part, it's good fight scenes.
Oh, the fight was awesome. And it was like, not just action pose just to do it.
Nah,
things were happening with those action poses, and he was like, "Shit, what y'all doing some permanent stuff here?" You know, I dug it too. I'm loving this book. I recommend it as highly as Middle West right now. It's really really good.
The art is beautiful.
Oh man, the story is so good. So check that out, y'all. So. That's it, man?
That's it for the news, and now we're on the main event.
Oh, shoot. So we're going to take our final break, and we're going to be right back. All right, man. You know, it's kind of strange, this movie coming on without hearing that old Will Smith song, so.
Men in Black.
Yeah, man. So I had to play it, man. I don't give a damn, man. You know, take it down if y'all want to. I don't care. But ding, ding, ding. Just dopeness. I'm sorry. That song is just, that's the damn jam, Jack. Anyway, man, here we are, man. We've been waiting for this one, man.
Yeah, kind of.
Men in Black International, you know, kind of. We've been talking about this for about a year.
What it did, we was anticipating this because of the duo.
Yes, sir. You know, you got Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson back together again, right?
Yeah.
Action, adventure, comedy, sci-fi, man. You know.
Yeah.
What? How long was this thing?
It was an hour and
it's missing.
Change.
Hour and 54 minutes.
There it is. There it is.
PG-13, man.
Okay.
Sequel to the sequel to the sequel. Yes. So this is number three. Four, actually.
Number four.
Yeah, number four. So, ma'am.
Yeah.
So here we are at our favorite section. One.
Word.
One word, dude.
In the immortal words of Scooby-Doo and them, jinkies.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I think you used that one before. But
did I?
Yeah, you
did. Did I use, how about zoinks then? Zoinks! I'll use that one.
All right, I'm going to say sequel.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a dry sequel.
Okay, yeah.
All right, there we go.
How about dry? Just dry.
I don't think it was dry.
You don't think it was dry?
No, I don't think the movie was dry.
Okay.
Some other issues are with it, but it wasn't dry.
Right.
Okay. So, man.
Okay.
What are you thinking, man?
Thinking as far as when we get into like getting into the movie, or just like
quick, what you thinking about the film, man? You know, yeah.
I'm thinking that it's
I hear some disappointment in there.
Yeah, because it didn't hit a mark with
mm-hmm,
me.
Mm-hmm,
I did like I there were some things I did like about it, but it fell short of the Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith.
Well, let me say, you know, if you literally look at the first Men in Black properties, I mean, none of them are super duper movies, man. Even though they made a lot of money, you know, especially the first one.
Right.
But none of, I mean, you can't look at any of them and say, oh my God, I don't think it's anybody that rocks around here and says, Men in Black is my favorite franchise, you know.
Of course not.
It's just, it's never been that.
No.
So to act like this is, just a huge disappointment, it's like, come on, man, bullshit. I mean, is Men in Black really one of your favorite movies of all time? Now, I'm sure it might be somebody who probably grew up right at that time that it might be. Mm-hmm. But it was probably other cooler shit going on when Men in Black 1 came out, man.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Smooth. Just to keep some shit in perspective here, okay? 1997, Titanic, okay?
Whoa, that was Oscar.
Hey, Face Off, Starship Troopers, Fifth Element, wow. LA Confidential.
Whew.
As good as it gets, bro. Jackie Brown. Hey, Batman and Robin. Oh God, dude! But Con Air, Boogie Nights, dude.
Boogie Nights was pretty good.
Guess what else came in 1997?
What?
Lost World, Jurassic Park, dude.
Oh yeah.
Goodwill Hunting, Gattaca.
Oh, that was some heavy hitting shit,
dude. Austin Powers, Hercules, a cartoon.
You talking about the first Austin Powers?
Yes.
Oh,
dude, man. The Devil's Advocate. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
The Game. Hey, remember this movie? What was this? Air Force One. Awesome. Harrison Ford, when he was a president.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Event Horizon. All I'm saying is that out of all this stuff, dude, out of all this stuff, hey, look, I was about to throw in Alien Resurrection. No, I know what you did last summer. Remember Contact? I hated that movie, but
that movie was it had some good, it had some stuff, but it was
a big movie, though.
It was a big movie, yeah.
It was a big movie. It was a huge movie, dude. Liar Liar came out that year, man. Hey,
oh, wow.
Spawn came out that year, dude.
Oh, he sure did.
So I'm just saying, out of this, that year,
it was some shit.
Men in Black was a big hit, but come on, dude.
It had some comp.
Con Air came out that year.
It had some comp, yeah.
You know, Con Air was probably king of the summer that year.
Yeah, it was.
So all I'm saying,
That's
all I'm saying.
Okay.
So I like Men in Black,
yeah,
but I have only ever just liked Men in Black.
The first one, yeah. Okay.
For me.
The first one, okay.
Because I was a young fella when this movie came out.
So you didn't like the when he went back in time? I like that one.
No, don't get me wrong.
Oh, with Josh Brolin?
I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
I like Men in Black.
Okay. All
right. I've only just liked Men in Black.
Okay.
I like the Josh Brolin going back in time one.
Yeah, I did like that one.
Number two was god awful.
Yeah.
I can't tell you enough
how
bad that movie was.
Yeah, that wasn't
bad. But I like number three. And I might have liked number three because number two was so bad and I wasn't expecting anything.
But
I dug it.
Yeah.
So here's this one. So we have Chris Hemsworth.
Yes.
We have Tessa Thompson.
Yes.
Who I didn't realize her face was shaped so funny until this movie came around. I said, you know, she got an odd shape to her head. She kind of looked like Mrs. Potato Head, but she's still in a fine way. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's a little fine. A little fine Mrs. Potato Head. So, you know, this comedy team still works, in my opinion. They still have great chemistry.
Yeah.
My problem with the movie, oh my God, so predictable. You know, so predictable from the very first scene. It was so predictable. I was like, wow, so he's probably gonna end up being the ultimate bad guy. You know, they never show what happened and stuff like that.
Right.
So let's
just
get it on, man. Let's just go through some of this stuff. All
right,
movie starts, man. One of my favorite scenes. Can we cue up the Morris Day over there? Have you heard, dude? Her daddy talking about it. What asses wiggling, titties jiggling.
I want to see some ass. Yeah, Jerome.
At first, I was like, what's happening? I was like, oh, God. He got on a Prince t-shirt. He got on the time. So her daddy was into the time, and he had a perm.
He was Morris Day all day.
Right. So something's in the trash.
They think.
Yeah. Men in Black show up, neuralize the parents, and she's up there with the creature.
Yeah.
Kind of saw this was going to come. I mean,
that nice force.
Heavy.
Heavy foreshadow.
Heavy foreshadowing.
Heavy-handed foreshadowing.
Obvious heavy foreshadowing, because they said it was one of the most fearsome creatures.
Yeah, Tyranno, whatever.
Right.
Tarantula or something.
He say some stuff to her, and she, you know, next thing you know, she's spending her time. And I'm going to tell you something. I think Tessa Thompson is absolutely electric in this role.
She is.
I really like seeing her playing this character. It fit her really good, being very smart and determined,
right,
and turning down the CIA, turning down the FBI, turning down all these people.
Right.
Because she's just trying to get to the Men in Black. And so much about this movie worked.
It did.
And so much about this movie, because I was enjoying the shit out of this movie.
The
whole part in the front.
Right.
The stuff with you know, just watching her grow up and stuff, and trying to, you know, find the Men in Black,
mm-hmm,
and then even in the beginning with Chris Hemsworth, and there's Liam Neeson in his movie. I don't think I said all the people that's gonna be in this movie. Chris Hemsworth, Tessa Thompson, Kamar, I cannot say his last name.
Lazani.
He was in the first episode of
The Twilight Zone. He was
the
comedian.
Yes. I knew it the whole time.
I didn't. Yeah,
Rebecca Ferguson's in this movie. She played Tom Cruise's wife in Mission Impossible.
He was the RZA.
Rafa Spall. We've seen him in other movies. Okay. Emma Thompson was in this movie. Liam, racist Neatham. Excuse me. he was in this movie. Yeah. You know, really didn't want to see his punk ass. But anyway,
you forgot about the twins, man.
Were they actual twins?
Yes, they're the dancing twins, man. They're famous, man.
Are they?
Yes, these dudes is famous as hell, man. I was salty that they didn't do more dance moves.
Wait a minute.
What's the name? Was gushing all over him.
No, don't.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
no. No, I ain't talking about. I'm talking about the superstar.
Okay.
When they was on the show. What's her name? Who does the dance steps and stuff? You know what I'm talking about. I'll get her name in a minute.
So anyway, man, I didn't know if those guys were one person or two.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
so I mean, yeah. I never seen these guys before. I didn't pay them much attention.
Yeah. No.
So anyway, man.
Uh huh.
So now we got Chris Hemsworth and Liam Neeson in Paris, you know, and we knew from the other Men in Black that stuff. I think they mentioned the Eiffel Tower was a spaceship or something like that.
Right, or a beacon or something.
Yeah, something like that. And so they got this scene, which I think is very charming. It's very Men in Blackish, because even all the action sequences of Men in Black has always been a mix of comedy and action and unbelievable stuff. Mm. And I think that Chris Hemsworth is just being great in this thing. I like his acting, his party boy attitude and this whole thing. It doesn't bother me at all. I know, I think maybe some people didn't like it. He didn't bother me at all.
No, in the beginning, he's solidifying his character right here.
I dug him getting knocked out of the damn thing and neuralizing the people again. I thought it was cool. The people come out, they don't show what happened. I said, okay. That's why I was like.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
I said, so one of these guys are the bad guy. And then as the movie went further, you're like, okay, he's the bad guy. He's going to be heartbroken. I figured it out. I mean, it wasn't hard to figure out, but it was like, and I don't do that shit. I don't try to figure movies out, but it was just like, oh, God.
It was in your face.
Only
thing that escaped my mind was the heavy foreshadow in the beginning.
Oh, that.
Because it was very, I mean, I knew it was going to come up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
So they got this alien coming, and you know, he's lost his way. He's supposed to be partying and stuff, and I guess maybe he lost his way because he got neuralized so bad. You know, I'm skipping way ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So they're talking about the alien. You know, she's with Emma Thompson, and she gets recruited because she finds the Men in Black,
right,
and she's sent to London by herself, which I thought was odd because you know. They were saying that they don't normally do this and stuff, so they sent her to London by herself.
But that was cool how they sent her that train.
All that stuff was
all
dope.
That stuff was cool. Yeah,
yeah, I agree.
That was cool. Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
Right. So she gets to London and she's looking around, and you know, I guess if you've never really been a part of Men in Black all that much, I mean, this stuff you're seeing different aliens and stuff, and you're kind of walking through the world through her eyes, and I guess it's okay.
Yeah, okay.
It got a little long for me because I could give a damn about what some of these aliens look like after a while. It's just like, okay, well, we know what they look like. We've seen them the last three movies, so come on.
Right.
Anyway, so she's get there and she makes friends, and she's kind of like a nothing office worker there. She's She's just a junior officer. Nobody really knows who she is.
Yeah, she doesn't have her neuralizer yet. So yeah. She's on probation.
Right. Man. So I like his name was High T.
Yeah.
I kind of thought that was cool. Yeah. So Liam Neeson gives her a little medallion and stuff, you know, welcome aboard.
Mm-hmm.
And they see the agent. Here comes Chris Hemsworth from breaking up a fight the night before, which was
he
did his job.
Yeah, he did.
It was kind of cool.
It was
very Men in Blackish. Mm-hmm. You know, did a little fight.
Oh, he was doing the card. Yeah, he was playing the cards. Yeah,
playing the cards. Yeah. He is very charming. You know, yeah. I'm just like I'm really digging watching him.
He had to sleep with the tentacle lady.
Yeah, which I thought was great.
Yeah, because he had to take the tentacles off his chest. And like,
yeah, he was committed. Yeah. He was committed.
Right.
So he comes in and in the office, it's kind of like he's really, really loose to be one of them because they're always super stiff, you know, except for Will Smith, who was always himself.
And yeah, yeah.
He was actually way worse than Will Smith as far as the discipline, but he got the job done. Yeah, and he was this guy's old partner. Right. So I don't know. What are you thinking about at this point?
I'm thinking about, this is perfect. He's getting it. You know, we're getting his character. We're seeing that his character is pretty laid back, but he was a rock star at one time. He saved the day, so that's why he has.
Yeah, he got his own Petey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has his own, so, you know.
Now, somewhere around this time, this guy goes upstairs to turn off the lights, and then these two little creatures made of stars kill this dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the Dancing Twins.
And then they turn into the Dancing Twins, apparently.
Yeah, right.
And they're assassins. Right, so. Yeah. You know, they're coming to kill somebody. And then, so a person who can destroy the Earth if he gets angry with the Earth.
Right. Yeah, his family. Yeah, they're
But they're
family.
Friendly.
Yeah.
And friends with what's his name? M, no. M was Molly. Chris Hemsworth was H.
Agent H, yeah.
So they want to send him. So the junior agent, she jumps on board because she just wants to get her feet wet. Agent M.
Yeah, she says she speaks fluent.
Yeah, so she kind of bullshitted him, and he kind of knew it, and he took her along,
right.
Got there, and I love the club scene I dug.
And I loved how, this is what, I got kind of pissed at Chris Hemsworth with this, because he was trying to pimp her at first, and I'm glad she called him out on that shit.
Yeah, she did.
She's like, what are you trying to do? You trying to, I'll go over and entertain him, but that's it. I ain't about to be getting down and none of that.
This was a great exchange.
Yeah.
Because she was, you know, he was like, oh, yeah, just like you know this, that you're a damn liar, so get out of here.
Right.
So he's so off his game, and she's trying to tell him. And, you know, he loses, man. They do the dance move, and I had a feeling this guy must be some kind of dancer or something, because they went a little long.
Yeah, you're right. But that's the thing. I wish they would have. Man, go ahead. Man.
I thought the dance scene went way too long. I was like, ah.
They need to incorporate a little more of that with the fight. Maybe some fighting and dancing.
Well, maybe if we were watching Just Dance or some shit like that. Right, we watching Men in Black. Come on.
When they started, I knew who they were. So I was like, I'm looking forward to.
So this is what I don't understand, Dwayne.
Uh-huh.
They just drugged him. Why didn't they murder him?
I thought that's what that was for. I thought,
So then they take him out. He's trying to tell him. He grabbed his hands, trying to, you know, and he's like, he looked like he was so surprised. He wasn't the same guy.
Right.
Then, you know, this incredible fight happens, and I dug this fight in the streets with guns, with the faceplate.
Yeah. Now the twins, though, I thought they could have did a little better as far as having them do more interaction, because I don't think you would, put it like this. You're not. I wouldn't be fighting side by side. I would split you up. I mean, but it's little things in the movie.
I thought maybe they couldn't get that far from each other.
Maybe that might be it too. That's a good. Yeah, that's a good.
Because they actually came from one thing.
Right. That is true.
And then it was one scene where he was on one side of the alley and she was on. The other one was on the other side of the alley. They sandwiched her, but they still weren't that far.
Right.
That's all I was thinking.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
And maybe they're stronger together.
That makes sense.
Them with everything. Nothing's working.
Right.
But this is cool with all the different guns.
That is cool, because they're taking them out the car, different parts of the cars. The car is just a big ass weapon.
Right. And Agent M is loving this. She's just like, oh my goodness, this is so cool.
Right.
But your boy got blown up and upside down, and he wasn't dead.
Yeah, he's stuck into a building.
So I said, what blew up? The thing that they injected him with?
No, the car was driving.
Oh, they came from underneath the ground.
Yeah, they came from underneath the ground. Yeah.
So why did you just kill him in the club?
Exactly. They could have just killed him and it would have been over with. But then we wouldn't have
an action scene.
Yeah, we would have this action scene.
This unnecessary fight. Right. But the fight was still cool.
It was.
So
I was looking forward to them Earth when they actually had the drop on them. Mm-hmm. I was looking forward to the twins earthworming.
Oh, so I'm glad they didn't.
You know what I'm saying? But they made the ground. I liked how they made the ground ripple.
And why didn't they shoot away them when they was on the ground?
Thank you. I would have. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I would have did the same thing.
Another hole there. So she goes over. I don't trust him. I don't trust MIB. I was like, oh, okay. So, okay. So, boom. Okay.
Yeah, and he gave her the weapon.
So I'm thinking, yeah, so High T is corrupt.
Right, yeah.
And maybe Chris Hemsworth, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either.
So he gave her the thing. They take off. She goes back to MIB, tells her there's a mole in MIB. And I like the way she cleverly brought it out that there's a mole here.
Right.
You know. But then Liam Hemsworth, Liam Neeson's acting was so bad in this point that it was, he made it so obvious it was him.
He mailed it in.
I was like, yes, he did.
He mailed it.
You know, and I'm just like, wow, this is Men in Black, dude. Anyway.
right. Agency was
a shit, was he not? Shit.
I like Agency.
I did too. I was Agency. Like, this cat is, he's acting his ass off in this thing.
He hated Chris Hemsworth.
To the max.
Yeah, because like you just got lucky, man.
Rafi Spall
played
this role. And I think he did a very good job at being the jealous office worker.
Yeah.
He's been in Hot Fuzz. He's been in what's this? He was in Jurassic World. He was a little stuffy dude that trying to take over a company and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Yeah, he will show up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I did like Agency. And I don't think we were supposed to like Agency, I was like, I like this dude.
I liked it, because he was on his shit.
Yeah, he came down and he was like, with all due respect, sir, they were in your office and you let him go. So he ended up seeing that she had this little thing. And before all this, though, the twins go in and they meet the chess pieces.
To get permission to go assassinate.
Right. And apparently they murdered everybody.
Yeah, the queen did not give permission. And so they was like, well, we really wasn't here to get permission. We was here to let you know this is gonna happen.
Right. So I love the little pawn chess piece, man.
Right, yeah.
He's the greatest. I thought he was gonna get on my nerves, but the more longer he was in the movie, the more I liked him.
Yeah, he fit, man.
So it's a lot about this thing that I'm digging, man. I mean, y'all got so much here. Why was the writing so poor?
it was.
You know, okay. Y'all got great actors here, and you got a lot of good shit. But anyway, so they're in Marrakesh, and they see this guy with his beard. It's nasty as hell.
Oh, that shit was gross. That shit does gross.
And it's kind of funny because it's kind of like a Men in Black thing, you know, like going to like little corner stores and shit, you know. And he has his motorcycle. We know they're gonna get on a motorcycle from the trailers. From the trailer,
and the trailer looked better.
Yeah, so they go. That's when they go find Pawnee.
Yeah,
they're running from the Men in Black because now he's the fugitive.
Right, yeah.
She's the fugitive. He's the fugitive.
Because they found out that they had the weapon that they did not reveal.
And so he's not having that shit.
Right, nah.
And so they show up. Liam Neeson's warning them. And that, could you stop being so obvious? You know, I'm like, oh, wow. So he's warning them on a slickety slide. Yeah, villain. Anyway.
Right.
So nice little chase scene through the market and stuff, but it was kind of weird because it's like y'all showing all this alien tech. Y'all gonna neuralize the whole village and stuff, you know?
Right.
And she neuralized a couple people in the fight, and it was like, but what about the people that you passing? Anyway.
But you know what? That, like I said, that scene, it was a lot of, some of that I could see that was green screen. And
wasn't looking that good to you?
Nah, not the whole thing. Now, I did like when they catapulted up in the air.
That was dope.
And you know, when it crashed. But yeah, like going through this, like with the people, it was, some of that stuff was like, you could tell.
You know what I liked?
What?
I liked how the Pawnee was always there and falling out of her pocket, because like you watch stuff like what's the Magical Beast?
Yeah.
And he has that little stick man in his pocket, and he falls, gets his ass whooped, and the stick figure be cool, and then he pops up when convenient. This thing was slipping out the pocket, falling through the air. You know,
and he even said, he's like, I can jump, but if I would have jumped that high, it would have been awkward. Meaning that, yeah, if I would have jumped on your breast.
Yeah, he was
right. So, yeah, he was cool. And I liked how, like you said, she was picking him up.
Yeah.
Putting them on her shoulder and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I dug it. Mm-hmm. And so they get away because they boom out to the desert, which was hardcore.
Right. Yeah, they hit the red button.
You know, then that's when they have their little talk. Gotta work through the bullshit.
Right.
You knew it was coming, so it was fine. Mm-hmm. You know, he talks about the woman he used to be with. He was in love. She's never been in love. She's never had any attachments. And that's how she kind of got, that's what sold her to get into Men in Black, that she did not have any attachments. She didn't care about, you know, going off the grid.
Right.
So the next thing is they're going to see the RZA, right?
The RZA.
Okay. Now she's supposed to be hot as hell.
Right.
You know, but an international arms dealer.
Yeah, but she's they say keep saying how beautiful she is.
Yeah, wait, can I say I was a little disappointed when they got there?
I was too.
I'm like, who?
I was expecting to see Boom Boom.
Ah, I don't know who.
Bada Boom.
Ah, who could you have? Yeah. Somebody, man.
I you could have, like, man. You could have. What's her name? Selma Hayek.
Yeah, she's still bad as hell. Man. That's true. Selma Hayek's bad. She's still bad as hell. Yeah.
And that would have fit. And I'm like, yep, you're right. Yeah, that's
She would have been perfect.
She would have been perfect, man. Because I mean, especially with the whole
broken English and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, she just lady wasn't impressive. She had the extra arms and stuff, which didn't make her no more sexier.
It didn't.
You know.
Yeah.
Should have had the lady with the three boobs from
Total Recall. Right.
Something, right?
Right, yeah.
So she's supposed to be the evil villain, and they got he has a bodyguard that you just know he can just whoop everybody's ass. And so they do this kind of long fight sequence to get this thing back. But one thing I did appreciate about this fight sequence is that Chris Hemsworth got his ass beat the whole time.
Yeah, he did.
But I guess that was kind of like Agent J.
Yeah, when he first
So he get his ass beat. They have a girl fight. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was.
None of the fights were boring to me. I thought it was cool.
It was good.
I thought they were well done.
It was cool.
And I thought the acting was good in them.
Mm-hmm.
And predictably,
this is weird, right?
He said Transzosian. She said Transzosian, and it's my Transzosian, and so. He immediately turns on RZA. You know, he's like, I told you that I'll kill anybody for you once.
Right, right.
And so she didn't have her murdered, but had her, you know. She let her live.
Yeah, yeah.
They get away.
Right.
With the pawn and everything. Right. You know. So
pawn, the gun.
I'm loving the pawn. The pawn is hilarious to me. You would think he would get on your nerves, but he didn't. Me. I'm sure he got on people's nerves, but he didn't
get on my nerves because he didn't overdo it.
He was pretty funny.
Yeah, he didn't overdo
anything. He was pretty funny.
Yeah, he didn't overdo anything either, you know.
So, where we at now, though?
Well, okay, they pretty much, like you said, they got the fight scene. They find out that...
Oh, they got this weapon that's made of a collapsing star.
Right, yeah.
So, this thing is, like, ridiculous. It could take out a solar system.
It can make a Grand Canyon on zero.
Yeah, but, dude... They were saying that you can murder a solar system. I'm like,
yeah, right. A whole
damn,
yeah, a whole solar system.
So the twins want it, right?
Yeah.
And so now we got this showdown. The twins show up and they murder the twins. And they find out that you know, hey, well, maybe they weren't talking about they needed the weapon because they weren't the hive.
It was something different. They weren't the hive. Yeah.
Liam Hemsworth saves the day. High T saves the day. Comes in and you know,
right
at the end, and they murder the twins. And
right.
they give him the weapon, and you're like, no, don't give him the weapon. He walks away from it. They figure it out. I like it when they figure it out.
Yeah, you know,
it's a war is all the way around. C is looking like the piece of shit.
Yeah,
and you know he keeps saying the thing. You know, we won at the Eiffel Tower by our wits and
she realizes that you got neuralized because you can't remember anything else.
Yeah, yeah. So she leaves, he leaves, C leaves. They all like now this I like. Okay. I like how they all kind of realize something wrong. They should have been realized that,
right.
But especially when C realized it, I like that when he was like, "Nah, right. Something ain't right." So they realize that it's High T.
Yeah,
and
Liam Neeson.
I think it's a cool scene when he says, "Tell him I'm the traitor."
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you know, we'll never recover. Which I don't believe for a moment. You know that they would never recover from whatever. Right. Y'all keep everything
secret. Yeah, right.
Yeah, High T was killed. Somebody shot him in the ass. You know, he gone. You know, give him a hero's funeral. Call it a day.
Right.
So they go get him, man.
Yeah, he's turns into the big ugly thing.
Yeah, what do they call him? The hive or some shit. Yeah, he does that, and pretty cool looking alien. I thought once they did it, it was all tentacly, but he was spiky.
Right, he's going to the.
How many times can Liam Hemsworth get choked in this movie?
Shit, not enough.
Dude, I thought it was hilarious when the pawn was like, "Yeah, when you were on the floor getting choked out over there, I was." So. Anyway, man, so we have this fight. It's not that interesting because of it. You're just fighting tentacles and shit.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Lady falls in. But I like how Pawnee turns out to be the hero of the movie.
With the grappling, with the Batman
shoots
grappling.
Shoots the back, pulls her out. Weapon shoots the alien, shoots the time portal.
The dimension,
boom, it's over.
It's over.
So Emma Thompson shows up, man. You know, she comes from America to Agent O.
Right.
She shows up and, you know, they had the cool car. We had the cool car scene, which wasn't that big of a deal. You kind of just wanted to get out of the way at that point, you know, yeah. When she got in the car. It was like, oh, they kind of did this in the last two movies, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, they take off. Now, he's made the MIB. She goes back to America. The move, she goes back to, she's going back to America.
To New York.
They made him head. The new head. And I was so like, no, why don't you make C?
The head?
I thought he was going to turn around and say, you know what?
He's better qualified.
I'm an asshole. Yeah, you know, tell you what.
Have C.
Let C do it.
But they, but she was like, well, C recommended you.
No, I thought she said that.
No, she said C.
High T.
No, she said C.
Oh.
Recommended you.
Nah. And then, if y'all really wanted, I mean, it would have been predictable, but I at this point, the whole movie's predictable. So why don't we just let C be cool?
Yeah.
You know what? All right, agent. You know, but I'm going to be rough on you, you know.
Yeah, that type, yeah.
That would have been cool. Yeah. And then I thought when they got in the car that he was going to America. I thought they was going to do a thing and, you know, and the movie was over and I was the lights came on in the theater. I said, oh, you know, after credit scene with this one. And it wouldn't matter no way. Because
right, I wouldn't stand for this
the
shit.
The movie is doing terrible. And so
yeah, I can believe
it's doing very terrible. So I doubt if it'll be a sequel to this. If so, who knows when it'll be. But yeah, I think I should have just said predictability. That should have been my one word. It's just so predictable. Just overwhelmingly predictable. More so than I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when I turned off my brain, and I really did try to turn off my brain, but it was like so in your face that it was just like, damn, y'all can do better than this.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that's gonna do it, man. That's the movie, and that's what we, our thoughts about it. I'm gonna tell you this though. I still enjoyed it, but it's a whole bunch of butts, Jack. But I did enjoy it.
It had its highlights.
Yeah, it had enough for me to like. Uh-huh. But a whole bunch of butts, though. You know.
Well, I was gonna say, go to the matinee.
Or it'll be on cable.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm old. It'll be on Netflix eventually. You know.
So yeah, if you gotta see it, go ahead.
I will say this though, Dwayne, it has some fun moments, man.
No, it did.
I really did have a lot of fun with this movie.
I loved the whole Morris Day shit, man. I wanted to see more of that, man. I want to see more of him just acting because he was that dude was Morris Day all day.
I literally had fun watching this movie, but I knew when I was watching it, I was like, oh. But it's cool. It's fun. It, like you said, it had enough in there that really made you like root for this character and root for this thing. But writers
overall,
could you please fire all them some bitches and just start over?
Yeah, because it seemed like you guys either you got your check first, and you know what I'm saying. It's like
I'll write a movie.
Right, I don't know what happened. Right. But, yeah,
I agree. So that's gonna do it, man. That's it for Fans of Patrol. Next week, I don't know what the hell we coming out with, man. You know what? Do we have to go to the movies next week?
Well, you know what? There's some stuff that's going to be out. I thought some stuff on Netflix.
Oh, you know, Stranger Things is coming out. Is that next week? No, it's not. It's not July. So I don't know what we're going to do. Yeah. We will announce it as always, people. You know, we'll find something good. And if it's nothing in the movies, we'll do a fan service, which everybody love even more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. With me is Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth, not Dwayne.
Right. So next week, come back and join us. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. And until next week, we will be
on
Patrol.